Publicly, Democratic leaders continue to express optimism about the upcoming vote, but a different picture emerges when one looks behind the scenes. The Democratic measure, which totals about $124 billion with just over $95 billion for war needs, calls for a withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq no later than September of 2008 and would require the president to certify that any troops he would deploy to Iraq before then be fully trained and equipped. For weeks, leaders have had to contend with demands from outspoken war critics on the left of the Democratic Party who would like to see a timetable that sets an earlier date to withdraw troops from Iraq. Still others, representing the conservative wing of the party, continue to be wary of setting any certain date. In a speech on the floor of the House marking the fourth anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer urged bipartisan support for the measure, and Hoyer challenged Republicans who have disparaged the Democratic legislation.
The Iraq War is already longer than our participation in World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. The specter of 5.5 years in Iraq, if our troops remain deployed until August 31st, 2008, can hardly be called a precipitous cut and run.
House Minority Leader John Boehner and other Republican leaders predict a united front in their party against the measure.
We will oppose these efforts to hamstring our generals and our troops on the ground in their effort and in their mission of succeeding in Iraq.
Republicans issued a statement Tuesday calling the Democratic bill a political charade and predicting that it would never be approved in the Senate. Uncertainty in the Democratic caucus about Thursday's vote was evident in a Tuesday news conference. Reporters repeatedly pressed Congressman Jim Clyburn and Rahm Emanuel, the Democratic whip and caucus chairman, respectively, on how confident they are in getting the 218 votes needed for passage.
I'd say we are closer to 218 today than we were yesterday, and we'd be closer to it tomorrow than we are today.
I have no doubt that we will have the votes that we need to pass this legislation.
In the background, Democratic leaders have been busy fighting for every vote possible amid indications that a group of the most outspoken anti-war Democrats will vote against the bill. Just 17 Republicans crossed party lines to support a recent Democratic non-binding resolution opposing President Bush's troop surge in Iraq, and only a few are expected to support the Iraq funding measure. Underscoring the spectrum of views in the House, Democratic and Republican lawmakers went before the Foreign Affairs Committee Tuesday to detail more than 30 bills regarding Iraq introduced since January. In advance of Thursday's House debate on Iraq-Afghanistan funding, five Iraq war veterans came to the Capitol building to express their support for the Democratic measure. Here is Brian Van Ripper and John Bruns.
We can't sit back as Americans any longer and allow our military to be dragged further into Iraq, which is ultimately becoming a fruitless mission. I don't see an end anywhere in sight.
I think it's imperative that we tell the Iraq that we need benchmarks. We need them to show us that the training wheels have been taken off and our troops aren't carrying the full responsibility.
In a statement marking Monday's fourth anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, President Bush urged Congress to approve the Iraq-Afghanistan bill, in his words, without strings and without delay, and he threatens to veto the legislation as it's currently written. Dan Robinson, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.
The Iraq War is already longer than our participation in World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. The specter of 5.5 years in Iraq, if our troops remain deployed until August 31st, 2008, can hardly be called a precipitous cut and run.
We will oppose these efforts to hamstring our generals and our troops on the ground in their effort and in their mission of succeeding in Iraq.
I'd say we are closer to 218 today than we were yesterday, and we'd be closer to it tomorrow than we are today.
I have no doubt that we will have the votes that we need to pass this legislation.
We can't sit back as Americans any longer and allow our military to be dragged further into Iraq, which is ultimately becoming a fruitless mission. I don't see an end anywhere in sight.
I think it's imperative that we tell the Iraq that we need benchmarks. We need them to show us that the training wheels have been taken off and our troops aren't carrying the full responsibility.